You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Around this time on a Monday, we dig into personal finance. We look at various useful tips that could be beneficial to have in your back pocket when you are thinking about your personal finances. This week, we are taking a look at education insurance. What a topic. I'm joined on the line by the managing director at FutureWise, Arno Janssen van Vieren, to take a look at this and try and understand it. Good evening, Arno. Thanks so much for taking the time. What is education insurance and how is it different from other insurances?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to be on, Jimmy. Education insurance is basically just traditional life insurance reimagined. So your traditional life insurance, you'd pay a monthly premium, and if something were to happen with a premium payer, whether that's a death or a disability, then normally you'd pay out one big lump sum that the family could use. Now, in the form of education insurance, we just tailor it very specifically to education related needs. And how that would work is a lump sum would not be paid out, but we would pay out annually to the education provider specifically, whether that's the school or college, a tertiary institution, or other providers of education needs, to make sure that the money is ring-fenced for education.
That's quite an interesting take on it, because when I think about the life insurance, and you just think about what traditionally has been in place, as you mentioned, we kind of look at the life insurance thing and say, we'll take some money out of that to use that for the educational needs. Mm. But there's an entire product here that is a product that can be specifically directed towards educational needs. Is this something that I can set up exactly the same way as I set up any other insurance policy, or does it need any special considerations in terms of the premiums and how things are deducted and which tertiary or higher education providers I can use this on?
Yeah, so Jamia, I mean, we're trying to make customers' lives simpler and not harder. So it's a very streamlined process to actually apply for cover. You can do it online within 5 minutes. It's a very easy sign on, or our call center can call you. So it's a very easy sign up. But in terms of the nuts and the bolts, the payouts are tailored for mid-range education in South Africa up to the start of private school funding. And basically the university funding is any of the good universities in South Africa would be covered by the FutureWise education insurance payout. So we're taking the thinking work and the guessing work out of it. And as you said, with traditional life insurance, it can be used for education. But what we find normally is that there's so many debts and estate duties and executors' fees and things that need to come off people's traditional life insurance, that there's normally not necessarily enough money for the day-to-day expenses, and then sometimes luxuries like education and sometimes tertiary education. So you see people that are even insured that don't get their kids educated because the products don't necessarily cater specifically for education. And that's why we decided to launch something so specific and niche tailored to education.
I don't know, what about the funds themselves? I mean, typically when we think about saving for longer term things or saving for unforeseen things, yeah, especially education, because it is such a permanent thing, it does last such a considerable period of time. How do we avoid, with these kinds of products, having the funds misallocated or having the funds not available when we need them? So when the child starts school, how do we avoid kind of not that uncertainty?
Absolutely, yeah. So education savings is a very important part of any financial plan. And if you were to put away money monthly for your kids for varsity or for long-term education, it takes a lot of dedication to put that money away every month. My little daughter is 2 years old now, and my financial advisor says I need to put away 2,000 rand a month for her tertiary education. So it takes a lot of application from parents that are financially strained to actually do that. Now, the thing with insurance is you don't have to save for the long term. The risk pooling and all the people putting their money together to insure against these adverse outcomes, that's why insurance is so much cheaper than savings if it comes to actually planning for the long term. And to then direct it to your question specifically, education insurance is the reason for being is we've developed it in a way that the parents of the remaining parents or the guardians don't have to reinvest that money, manage the money themselves, draw down every year or every month, depending on the kids' education needs, and take all of that risk on themselves. At FutureWise, we manage that pot of money. It's invested in the long term to stay in line with inflation and to make sure that when your kids get to the stage where we need to pay for the education, the money is available in the fund, and it's paid out straight to the education provider at the beginning of every year to make sure that there's no hassles, no stress around it, and that the parents don't have to manage these complex calculations themselves.
It's very interesting that you bring this up, Arno, around the fact that saving for the actual long-term event or for this inevitable event that, in the case of children having to go to school, is different to the actual insurance product. Are we saying that from an insurance point of view, I can achieve the same thing for lower premiums as if I were to save directly for an educational plan in itself?
Yeah, so Jimmy, I think it's important to stand still at that question and say a balanced financial plan is the best way to go for parents out there. And your financial advisor will talk to you about traditional life insurance and around saving for your long-term needs. And we would like them to talk about education insurance as well as a third category to supplement those two. Insurance will never be something that replaces savings altogether. If nothing happens to a parent, then an insurance policy normally lapses and there's no funds available for studies. And that's why saving for a long-term need is a good idea. But generally, saving for education in the long run is way more expensive than taking out an insurance policy to achieve the same thing. So we advise people to take out insurance to make sure that if something happens to them, that the kids' education is safeguarded. And after that, if there's still money available, start saving in the long term. So it's a complement strategy. It's a supplementation. The one doesn't replace the other one.
Mm.
And then I think in addition to that, if you are buying education insurance, you also find that there are cashbacks, there are savings boosters, there are value-added benefits that parents get from day one. So you get the benefits from day one, but you're also in it for the long term and able to provide for your kids in the long term. So it's an ecosystem of planning, but insurance is the place to start.
Arno, I just want to clarify, what happens in the event that a parent takes out this kind of educational insurance, but then lives long enough to have their child go through school? What happens to this policy? Is there some benefit to having this policy in place in addition to sort of, as you said, complementing the existing financial planning that might be there? What happens in that case?
Yeah, Jimmy, so our policies are designed for shared value from day one. And also in this case, education insurance, there won't be a payout if you reach the end of your term without any life events happening. But what we've built into our policies is a cashback for parents. So every 5 years, a percentage of your premiums are paid back into a study fund or into the parents' bank accounts to be able to give value as you go through. And whether that money is put away to help save for education in the long run, or if there's needs immediately for the kids' education, then that's a good supplement. And then we've also launched a very innovative learning hub that we've broken up into a parent hub and a student hub, where parents get up to 8,000 Rand worth of value for their kids in terms of coding support, learning support, tutors, online classes, and it's basically an ecosystem around learning. So if nothing happens to a parent, which is the best case scenario for a child, firstly, then we still give back cashbacks and we still have these value-added benefits from day one to help you on your education journey. So that's the way we try and provide value, even if that policy were to lapse without a claim in the long run.
Educational insurance, something worth considering when you are speaking to your financial planner. Have conversations with your financial planner about your future, your children's future, and how to best prepare for that. We'll leave it at that, Arno. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Arno Jansen van Vieren, who is Managing Director at FutureWise, joining me to take a look at educational planning.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.